95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo, what's happening?
Give me five on today's show.
Yeah, now it's can't. Yesterday it was can. And we didn't have Hall & Oates. I can't go for that. No can do. We would have played it 2 days in a row. So you're very fortunate it wasn't in here.
Unless you like it. In which case, you're bummed. Why wouldn't it be in here? That makes no sense.
Hall & Oates.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, I would have loved to have played it. It would have been funny.
Give me five is five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock. And the theme is songs with can't.
Yeah.
In the title.
Yep.
You ruined something at work.
Me? I did? What did I do?
We're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour.
I can't imagine that.
We had this topic not that long ago, but the story of the janitor.
Oh my God.
Is unbelievable.
Dude. Have you ever have a question in your mind about whether or not you should do something?
Yes.
Err on the side of caution.
Right.
Don't. Sheesh. This is an amazing story. You got to stick around.
One American dollar is on the way. What's up with Florida is next. And we've got your Disney tickets.
That's right.
As well before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. How old is that song?
That's unbelievable. It's 22 years old. Wow. Linkin Park. I remember those guys when they first brought that out. They were really nice. Super nice guys.
Yep.
And that was 22 years ago.
Yes, it was.
When classic rock radio first started in the 80s, the criteria was a song had to be 20 years old to put it on. So, you know, you're throwing on all the old 60s stuff from
sure,
the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
So that fits.
It does, yes.
What?
That's shocking.
What?
It is time for What's Up with Florida.
Ha-ha!
Drunken woman on motorized suitcase leads police on chase through Orlando Airport.
Were they filming Benny Hill, the movie?
This is great because she's too drunk to get on a flight.
Right.
And the crew has told her, you're too drunk. I'm sorry, ma'am. And they've called over a cop.
I didn't even know that there was. See, I've seen so many people just stagger onto planes. Even in Florida, you got to be really wasted
agreed.
To hit that line.
But they apparently told her that she was too drunk. And she was sitting on her luggage at the time. And I was like, well, what's she doing? And then she started pushing a button and like rolled away. It was great.
That
I need it.
Rules.
Motorized suitcase.
First of all, it was vibrating. So that was kind of nice.
Right.
And secondly,
sure.
It's an escape route. Wow.
So she was at Orlando International Airport. She had a motorized suitcase. And there was a police officer that chased her on a bicycle.
Oh, what is
this story
on?
Has everything.
Yeah.
So
no,
she's fleeing through the airport on her motorized scooter. And a cop on a bicycle is tracking her.
Honk, honk.
This is a little bit of the conversation between them. And watch how quickly she gets crazy.
I've been here for hours.
Yeah, it happens.
I was drinking. I've been here for hours.
Yeah, bad weather. Gotta do something, right?
I don't know what we're gonna blame it on, but
watch out. Yeah, unfortunately, it's their policy. You just can't be that intoxicated when you're flying a plane, okay?
I'm not that intoxicated.
I'm not that intoxicated.
Intoxicated.
That was beautiful.
I'm not that intoxicated.
I'm not as drunk as you, officer, I am, think.
We need you to go to the terminal.
Wow, she doesn't have one of those.
No, she doesn't.
How is that going to work?
Well, we don't think.
Suck my. Oh, I can suck my.
Okay, Chelsea. Just go to the terminal.
Wow.
I'll go women.
Okay.
Clearly not intoxicated at all.
I'll help steer you out. You guys are good. Oh, man, that thing kind of goes fast. Chelsea, you got to get off. The doors are going to close.
Yes. So now he's
following
she's on
her
it, right.
to the little train. And she needs to get off of it because then she needs to get back outside security.
Right.
But she won't do anything that he's saying to do.
Ah, that's weird.
So he tries everything.
Negative, thank you.
Chelsea, can you do me a favor? Can you roll with me to the main terminal? You can't hang out here. It's a secured area. Yeah, follow me.
But what though?
Follow me, Chelsea. We'll roll out together. Chelsea, I'll race you.
That has got to be the most chill officer ever. He's going to race her on her little motorized suitcase.
Look, everything else has failed. Chelsea, I'll race you. Loser pays for a cup of... Loser pays for beer. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Money.
Afternoon.
I need some money, man.
I need a dollar. That's what I need.
You are my ATM, buddy.
Is a dollar enough?
Yeah, it'll do her.
I think this is going to be an easy one for you.
Every time we say that.
I know, it's the worst.
Goes falls
it's
on
its
face.
It's a curse. This is the 10 best rock songs of all time. Now.
Wait, according to who?
According to a site where people can vote
Joe's site and grill.
It's a list verse or something like that.
Okay.
But people, a lot of people vote on it, of what's the greatest song of all time.
I mean, that is the most subjective.
Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is by its very nature. It has to be.
Right.
But they take into account how well it did, how well it was sold, produced and written.
Okay.
And did it leave a lasting impression, and did it change music?
Okay.
So,
you know, a lot of times, though, then it'll be like some weird ass, like, you know, like the ode to Billy Joe is in there or something.
Right.
And I'm not guessing that.
That is incorrect. Sorry that you guessed that, because that's incorrect.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm gonna think that I probably like these songs, but could never hear them again. I mean, if they're on a list,
it's
of
possible.
The 10
clearly you've
greatest...
heard them a lot.
Right.
There's no question about that.
I mean, anyone who doesn't put Stairway to Heaven on that list needs to burn in hell, because it's okay.
Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Is
well,
number
good.
Two.
That's good. It's always frightening when you don't, you know.
Yes, agreed. Your first guess, you have to nail it.
Yeah, and if not. I mean, I remember the first time I pushed play on Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. First time I played on that other station.
Same.
First time ever. No, I mean ever. Like, the first time it aired.
Yeah, same.
So I would have to say that, because that changed. You were there?
No, I just remember hearing it.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you got two.
Two.
Stairway to Heaven is two, and Smells Like Teen Spirit is four.
Got to see some Stones in there. I'm going to guess Gimme Shelter. That's a hard one to...
Gimme Shelter. Incorrect. All right. That's three guesses.
Got to still stick with a Stone, so I can't get no satisfaction.
All right.
What? That's... No Stones on your little list?
Nope.
It's suspect, as usual.
It is.
If there's no Van Halen, ain't talking about love.
All you right. Wow, you're just right going right to hell. You have one more guess to get two right.
Ever. Back in Black, AC/DC.
I'll let you judge the list. All right.
I will judge.
All right.
I'll be the
10,
judge of that.
Mm-hmm. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
I agree. See, again, it's so subjective.
Of course.
Yeah.
Number 9, A Day in the Life, The Beatles.
Mm.
Number 8, Comfortably Numb.
Beatles, how do you pick that one?
I don't know.
There's a bazillion of them. This is the problem.
There's
they
one
have
other
to be
Beatles song
sold. Oh, really?
In it, yeah.
Okay.
Number 8 is Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Anything from Pink Floyd,
right?
Sure. But I'll lean Comfortably Numb. I'll give it that.
All right. Number 7, say, Hey Jude.
Okay.
How do you not say it? Yeah, of course.
There's a bazillion of them. I mean, you know, I don't know. I go with Helter Skelter, man. I mean, that one really changed things.
Hotel California, The Eagles.
I did have that on a little list here.
That doesn't help. 1 by Metallica is number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana. Number 3, Imagine, John Lennon.
No.
You wouldn't put that in the top 10?
Of all time? I mean, that's the problem. It's just subjective.
Yeah.
No.
Stairway to Heaven, you got Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
And number 1 is what?
No idea.
Is none of those.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, okay.
By Queen.
Yeah.
You didn't like my list.
I, you know, it's nice. It's
I don't
nice.
Have to part with a dollar, so they're even.
I think that's what it's all about, not parting with a dollar. What about this one?
It's not in the top 10, but I like
it. Yeah, really? It's cute.
It's cute, sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Can't! We're going to do songs with can't in the title.
That's
correct. 5 o'clock for Gimme 5 today.
Songs with can't in the title.
Yeah, there's quite a few of those. There weren't as many cans. You know, people have
that
a wrong
difficult.
Attitude. Yeah.
Yeah.
They just go in for can't. No problem.
Janitor heard annoying alarms and turned off freezer, ruining 20 years of school research.
This is a classic story.
My
I saw this. I think
God.
Raul sent this to us, didn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he's always sending us great stuff. Yeah, so the janitor's like cleaning up and there's that beep. It's like, what the
and
hell
it
is
annoyed
that?
Him.
I don't like that sound.
Right.
I'm going to turn it. I'm going to just shut this down.
So he turned it off. The lab's freezer contained over 20 years of research, including cell cultures and samples to which, quote, a small temperature fluctuation of 3 degrees would cause catastrophic damage. Here's the here's
that's
the story.
Annoying. I'm going to get rid of that.
Look, they are underpaid, undervalued, and yet absolutely essential employees to any business operation.
However,
but one janitor at an upstate New York university allegedly got annoyed while on the job, and his reaction supposedly ruined $1 million worth of research.
Wow, I hadn't heard it was $1 million.
That's what they're suing for.
I heard $20 or 20 years worth of
20 years
work
worth, yeah,
just down the drain.
Maybe they need to speed it up a little bit.
A lawsuit from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute says the custodian turned off a freezer while he heard multiple, quote, annoying alarms.
What's the point of an alarm,
We've
my friend?
We've all been there.
What's the point of an alarm? It's to alert you to something.
It
you
is.
Know, there's an alarm here that goes off
and
on a regular
all the
basis.
Time, and we have no idea what it means.
We ignore it.
Yeah.
It could very well be a fire. We don't know.
Don't
it
have
just
any
goes
idea.
Off. Everybody ignores it.
Yep. Go about your business.
Go try to shut it down at least. But,
yeah, that's true.
It turns out the lab's freezer contained 20 years of cell cultures and sensitive, crucial samples that were destroyed. The worst part of all of this is that apparently on the outside, the freezer had a sign that read, quote, "This freezer is beeping as it is under repair. Please do not move or unplug it."
What?
Yes,
even a sign.
There's a huge sign
you're
saying,
kidding.
"You're gonna hear beeping. Please don't touch it."
I mean, the whole time I was thinking, well, I guess I can sort of,
right.
almost. But with a sign?
No cleaning required in this area.
Wow.
We should be clear. The university apparently says they don't blame the janitor himself. They say he's not at fault. Instead, they're suing his employer, where he was a contractor, for failing to properly train him. Can you imagine working on something for 20 years only for somebody to come by and just pull the plug?
I mean, that's actually good that they're going after the employer. I like that.
I mean, they're doing that for money.
Sure,
that dude doesn't have any money.
No, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, they want to get that cash. But I mean, still.
Let's talk to you. You ruined something at work. We've done this before. Apparently, a lot of our listeners have ruined something at work.
You ruined a 4th of July show coming up on 4th of July here, and they were going to play this great music, and everybody was going to watch the synchronized fireworks to the music on the radio. And what did you do, Kevin?
Well, I mean, I was supposed to start the programming at 9 p.m. and that's when the fireworks set to the music I was playing would begin. And I didn't know what the beginning of it was, but it was Neil Diamond, Coming to America, or whatever that is. And so I thought that would be a good song to end with, going up to 9 o'clock. At which case, when I started it, they started the fireworks.
Oh, there's the song. Start hitting the fireworks. Go, go, go.
And the owner called and was screaming, "What are you doing? What's wrong with you?"
Kevin, you and I have been screamed at on the phone many times by
so many times
over the years. 818-955-KLOS. You ruined something at work. What did they do? I mean, then it started again, the song.
Yeah, then it started again.
But all you had to do was just fast forward past that song, and you could have picked up where that song ended, and they could have kept going.
Yeah, you think I was thinking
this
that
like
way?
This is like 40 years ago, yeah, and I'm going to call you back in time.
I was in college during that time. I was just like, I don't know what's happening. There's a lot of people yelling. I'm not quite sure why. I'm not quite sure what to do about it.
Oh, man.
But I didn't unplug it.
You didn't unplug
it? No.
Yeah.
So you ruined something at work. Maybe it cost you a client.
Yeah.
Maybe you hit reply all, whatever it was that
maybe
you
it cost
did at work.
You a job.
That was a mistake. You ruined something at work. 818-955-KLOS.
And here a song that should have been on that top 10 list. Damn it. Beatles and Helter Skelter.
Talking about the janitor that heard annoying alarms and turned off a freezer, ruining 20 years of school research.
And how much? $1 million worth of damage?
They're suing for $1 million.
And then basically heard a beeping sound, and even though there was a great big sign on the door, do not disconnect this freezer.
This will beep. Ignore it. Please don't touch. Do not disconnect.
Unplugged
the sign
it.
Said.
20 years of research down the drain.
And he was like, you know what? Those alarms are annoying.
I don't like those alarms.
What am I supposed to do? So you ruined something at work?
So, you know, distros, the distribution of power for underneath the stage and stuff?
Yes. Okay, at a show, yes.
Yeah, some chick unplugged the main power plug that led to pretty much everything to plug her cell phone in.
To plug her cell phone in, the whole thing went down?
Yeah.
Was somebody
like stage, like the power connection, like the distro, like the machine that controlled the power, the lights, and like the timing and all that stuff.
Was there somebody on stage performing?
Yeah. During Tropicalia, it was some like Hispanic mariachi band. Like.
That's so great.
That's classic.
Because imagine her face.
Yeah, right?
Well,
she probably had no idea.
I needed to charge my phone.
Oh, I'm glad it got quiet. I need to make a call in a few minutes. Wow, that's awesome. Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Well, this wasn't actually me that ruined it, but my first day at a sign company, I worked for this sign company. You know, they make LED and neon and all that.
Right.
And this was for a prominent place on Wilshire Boulevard, like in Miracle Mile. And it was nice, polished chrome letters, and I looked at it, and it said, Spin Center. I thought, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of that now, spinning and yoga and all that, you know, hot yoga. And it turned out it was supposed to be Spine Center.
Spine Center.
And that means it got all the way through design and QC and everything.
Wow.
So they started building.
Wow.
The dang thing was almost finished.
I'm thinking the people going to the spine center are probably not going to be doing spin classes.
Probably not. That's great as well.
Right on. That's awesome.
Thank you,
right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, so there was an incident about 20 years ago. I was running a concrete ready-mix plant, and we had a piece of equipment fail, which resulted, and I reacted as fast as I could. I had to climb up to the top of the towers, but we ended up dumping approximately 10 tons, 20,000 pounds of a very light powder used in concrete mixes, and it instantly turned into a big cloud that shut down the 605 freeway north.
Oh my God.
And south.
Sort of like what's going on the East Coast right now with the smoke.
Yes, it was so thick you couldn't see through it. It was thicker than a cloud of fog. Several government agencies were involved, of course. We had to have the LA County hazmat team. We had the AQMD, Air Quality Management people, and of course the Highway Patrol to manage the
freeway.
I'm on the freeway.
Wow. Listen, if you're going to do something, really do it right.
Yeah, exactly. And well done you. Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You ruined something at work.
Maybe with dust. A lot of dust.
We're talking about you ruined something at work. You have a story?
Back in high school, my friend and I, our first high school job was as busters at a restaurant. And after work, we would have a couple beers and smoke in the walk-in, which is their fridge.
Right.
Little did we know that the fan was what kept it cool, so we would turn it off, and one day we forgot to turn it back on, and we messed up that restaurant's prep for the next day.
Wow. So, like, all that food, all that meat, everything just went south.
All of it.
Wow.
They were so pissed, and we never said it was us.
Of course not. Why would you? Hey, that was us. We were there smoking, man.
There was no kind of an inquisition where they tried to figure out?
We tried to figure it out, but we were like, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. No.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Fetch the comfy chair. You will answer our questions.
But at least you got high.
Yeah, man.
So worth it.
Hey, bet.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I've been an electrician for about 25 years. My first year of apprenticeship, we were doing a shutdown at a butterball turkey plant.
Right.
And I had a 25-foot tape measure that kept giving me a hard time. And they sent me out to the truck to get something out of the truck. So I walked out the back door of this turkey plant. I had my tape measure, 25 feet of it strung out behind me. It pissed me off, so I took it and I hurled it over a fence. And when I did, I wasn't paying attention, and there was power lines that ran along this fence.
Oh, man.
Wow.
My tape measure went over the power lines, disintegrated into a fireball. And about 5 minutes later, everybody come out of the building, wanted to know what was going on, and it was pitch black, killed all the electricity in the building.
Wow.
Had the power company come out and replace two fuses on the main transformer bank.
Damn.
And when everybody came out, I just played stupid.
Sure, of course. Gotta do it. Man, you wouldn't think that stupid measuring tape could do that kind of damage, but it makes sense, that metal on that.
It was unreal what it did, man. Made a fireball the size of the sun.
Nobody ever found out it was you?
Nope.
Fantastic. Good work. Well played.
Hey, I'm calling from Dallas. I just want to let you guys know, and everybody at KLOS, man, I love you guys.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Very cool.
We need somebody like y'all in Dallas.
That is awesome, man.
Thank you. We appreciate you streaming.
Yeah, thanks for listening online. That's awesome. Very cool. Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hi. I messed something up at work for everybody.
Let's hear it.
Did about $250,000 worth of damage under the company's contract.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was working for a former company fixing flashes that were on recall because a part was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to change the part. So I changed the part. I was trained on it and everything. Turns out I was putting the part in backwards.
Oh.
So, and I was also doing the quality control, so I was able to manipulate and do the thing I had to do, but once you put it in a certain position, which we shifted in, it doesn't move anymore.
Right.
So they had to recall everything that I did, thousands of camera flashes, and did about $250,000 worth of damage in recalls, and kind of ended the company that I was working
for. Wow.
There were a couple other things that were going on with them, but yeah, it basically ended the company.
You took down the company.
Kinda, yeah.
Wow, that was nice. A final nail in the straw's back of the camel or something.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Never worked for them again or any other camera company.
Wow. Right on. Well, thank you for coughing that one up. That's a good one.
Well done.
That's terrible. Thanks, dude.
818-955-KLOS.
Tell us what you ruined at work.
Janitor heard annoying alarms and turned off a freezer, ruining 20 years of research.
20 years of work down the drain because beep. Beep.
I don't like that noise. I'm going to unplug this.
That's pretty great.
Wow.
So you ruined something at work?
I worked at Technicolor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Motion picture movies. And one of my coworkers broke a negative of Clint Eastwood's movie.
Oh.
Gran Torino. 3.5 frames.
Wow.
Fired on the spot.
I mean, what if Clint Eastwood found out about it? I wouldn't want to be the one to go, oh,
right? He found out. That's why she was fired.
Oh, no. Oh, you feeling lucky, punk?
he has so much pull.
That's fired. A great movie in spite of your friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, you want to hear what I screwed up at
yes,
work?
Yes, please.
Please.
Oh, right. You know, at the top of the telephone poles, there's those things that look like a crack can, those cylinders.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got these big, giant grinders with 24-inch wheels. And they told me, turn them on one at a time, let the first one get up to speed, and then turn on the second one.
Right.
Well, I didn't listen. I turned them both on at the same time, and poof, blew out 1/4 of the city of Stanton.
Woo!
Hey, what do you think about that, Stanton? How do you like them apples?
Took down 1/4 of the city.
Damn. What kind of noise did it make? Did you...
It didn't make any noise at all, surprisingly.
Oh,
enough.
Really? So you didn't... Were you...
No, same thing. Everybody came out. What happened? Where's the lights, you know?
And did you say you didn't know?
Well, I said... I just mumbled.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you'd get away with that one. That's pretty obvious. No.
Thank you, man.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? What's
talking
up,
about you ruined something at work.
It was a $5,000 electrical box that I prepped for this company I work for. And it turned out I drilled the wrong side of the box, and so it totally ruined it. The owner was so pissed off. And I just kind of wanted to leave, crawl in a little hole.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
I was proud of it, damn it.
You know, you got to be careful when you're drilling holes into a box. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Give me five.
Alrighty, we'll do that. Why the hell not?
The theme is Kant. Songs with Kant in the title.
And that's because yesterday it was all about Can. Songs with Can in the title. There's a lot more Kant, however. Whoa! Hey, I didn't say start, you piece of crap. Oh, well, whatever. Spin Doctors, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong is first. And then what do you got? 818-955-KLOS or hit us up. You're at Kevin and Sluggo. You know, the problem with Gimme Five is it kind of opens the doors to some bad suggestions.
Well,
sometimes.
There are a lot of songs that fit the category.
That's true.
But are terrible.
And our pal Raul, who kicks off a bunch of stuff to us that's really quality, really interesting. We
right?
use stories he sends all the time.
He sent us a gif of MC Hammer.
Yeah, he suggested this.
You can't touch this.
Like, hold on, I have an idea.
You can't touch this.
No! I was like, no, you can touch that. Or the play Super Freak. No.
Let's not do that.
All right.
Let's go with Brian on Twitter. The work to do Can't Live Without You, Scorpion.
Yeah! Now you got it!
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Sluggo.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
You know.
I got one for you. You'll love this one, Sluggo.
Talk to me, Freaky.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Hey, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you.
I've called before, and I'm calling again.
We're doing Give Me Five. You have a song with Can't in the title?
Have you already done Can't Always Get What You Want?
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you might just find that we're going to play that song for you. Right this second. In fact, the choir is ready to sing. Take a nice, deep breath, Emmanuel.
Oh, God. Okay.
Here we go.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, can you guys do some REO Speedwagon?
REO Speed Dealer?
I got to tell you, of all the bands and all the songs in the world, REO Speedwagon?
REO Speed Dealer?
Maybe the worst. It's possibly the worst.
Worse than You Can't Touch This?
Oh, well, he's got a point there.
No, yes, worse than You Can't Touch This.
Worse?
It's worse. Yeah.
Okay, then I guess he can't.
Well played. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. And what's up with Florida? A drunk woman in the Tampa airport was sitting on a motorized piece of luggage. She was denied the chance to board because she was too drunk.
And she was chased on the little piece of luggage that was going around the airport by a cop on a bicycle.
On a bicycle, yes.
What? And then ask if, in fact, she was drunk. She said, and we're quoting here,
"I'm not that intoxicated."
Wait, one more time. Listen closely.
"I'm not that intoxicated."
"I'm not that intoxicated."
It's not easy to say.
Talk about the janitor who heard annoying alarms from a freezer in a college and turned off the freezer, ruining 20 years of work.
And $1 million worth of stuff.
Fantastic. We took a lot of calls from our audience who have ruined a lot of jobs.
Yeah, and well done. A couple of them got to keep their jobs. It's unbelievable.
Yes, they did.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, and we will get you in. If you want to be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, we will give you 4 tickets when we shut down the park on August 24th. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, you are caller 25. You've been trying for a while?
Oh, man, you don't even know.
That's true, we don't.
We don't. That's why we ask.
Yeah, I had my little girl Zoe call you guys a couple of weeks back, and she told you about the story of her eating my little daughter eating her tooth.
Yeah, that was a classic one.
We heard you coaching in the background.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was very cool. That was a great story. Are you taking her and them? Who all's going?
Oh, yeah, Zoe, we got tickets.
All right, but just make sure she doesn't eat any teeth while she's there.
Oh, I make sure she won't.
That's on you. I mean, we can't be expecting to hold up that end of the bargain. It is time for you to win 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
On August 24th, we want you to celebrate 100 years of Disney with us. Who are you?
Nicole?
Nicole, would you like to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park?
Of course. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So can you buy our way in? Will you buy some tickets for us? Because we don't have any.
Oh.
What he means to say is you won 4 tickets.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You win.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. That's so awesome. I've been trying forever and ever.
Can you find 3 other people?
Yes, I most definitely can.
Where are other people?
No, we have tickets. Yes. We have tickets, Lego. She can invite whoever she wants.
Fine. Well, congratulations, Nicole.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
It is the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. If you would like to be caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS, we will give you 4 tickets to join us on August 24th.
And you will be celebrating 100 years of Disney. That's what you'll be doing. Exactly what you'll be doing.
Call now. Caller 25. Good luck.
Hello. Who is this?
Armando, who's this?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Let me check. Hold on. Doug the Slug. What a stupid name is that?
Kevin Ryder.
Guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Listen to you guys all the time.
Nice. Thank you. You really shouldn't do that.
Tell us your name again.
This is Armando.
Armando, you are caller 25.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm calling a lot.
Yep.
Well, bing. Oh, it finally pays off.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, man.
You got 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Are you allowed to be out that late? Because, you know, it's... it could be past your bedtime.
It's past my curfew.
But that's all right. We'll square it.
Kids at home.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way to do it.
All right, come play with us, man.
Thanks, Armando. Congrats.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.
Pink Floyd released their second album in the UK on this day in rock in 1968, A Saucer Full of Secrets. David Bowie released the single that would end up becoming his first number one hit in the U.S. on this day in rock in 1975 with John Lennon on backing vocals. Fame. Do you remember that they turned that C.W. McCall song Convoy into a movie? Do you remember that Kris Kristofferson played the main character, Rubber Duck? Do you remember thinking to yourself, what the hell is going on? That movie opened on this day in weirdness, 1978.